Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, it's our second day with David and his exciting and interesting life at school. This month, because it's November, he's learning about Thanksgiving from his teacher at school.
Right. 所以像昨天我们就提到啊，他老师告诉他这个美国的感恩节的由来。那当然 ，David 非常 excited， 因为这是他第一次生平第一次要庆祝 to celebrate.Thanksgiving.
That's right. Now, he didn't know about it before. His teacher was telling him the story of、mm-hmm. the pilgrims coming to America and having a lot of trouble. Many of them died. And the Native Americans, the Indian people in America, finally helped the pilgrims to find a way to get food and to grow food. And finally, after they kind of had a safer, better life, right? They weren't all dying. The pilgrims had a big feast, and they invited the Native Americans to join together in peace and happiness to enjoy all the wonderful food that they found.
嗯，所以其实一开始啊，是英国来的清教徒为了要感谢当地的印第安人，教他们如何种植，所以才开始每年都举办 Thanksgiving.
All right, so let's check in with David right now and find out more about his Thanksgiving at school.
David's daily life.Thanksgiving time!
Today after school, my new classmate Johnny kept talking about Thanksgiving. Johnny thought he was so cool because he used to live in America. He said,
My family is ordering a turkey from America, and my mom will bake 3 pies.
I rolled my eyes. I don't think turkey tastes that great anyway. Johnny said,
You're just jealous.
I gave him the cold shoulder and said to Eddie, Come on, let's catch the bus home. Johnny waved,
Have fun riding the bus. My dad is picking me up in his new sports car.
Bake, 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 baked, baked. I baked a chocolate cake for my mother's birthday. I baked a chocolate cake for my mother's birthday. Jealous, jealous. We should be happy with ourselves and not feel jealous of others.We should be happy with ourselves and not feel jealous of others. Catch, 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 caught, caught. The students decided to catch the bus home. The students decided to catch the bus home. Wave, 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 waved, waved.Helen waved at her friends so they could see her. Helen waved at her friends so they could see her.
Okay, our story begins. David says, Today after school, my new classmate Johnny kept talking about Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. New classmate Johnny.
Yeah, so this must be someone who just started、mm-hmm. in David's school a few months ago.
Okay.
And I guess kind of like David, Johnny also was kind of excited and interested by the story of Thanksgiving. He'd never heard of it. But Johnny had a special reason to really like it. He said he thought it was so cool because he used to live in America. Oh, so he had heard about it, but maybe he hadn't had the holiday for a long time. Now it says there he used to live in America.
He was in America.
He was in America before. In the past, when he was a younger boy, he lived in America. He doesn't now, but in the past he did. So he used to, da-da-da, he used to do something.
所以其实这边很重要，因为在这里的 used 不是使用的意思。在英文当中，如果用 used to do something,、mm-hmm. 就表示某一个人之前如何，但是现在不了。 之前怎样怎样，但是现在不了。所以比如说 Johnny 之前是住美国，但是他现在不住美国哦。你可以说 Johnny used to live in America、嗯、言下之意就是他现在是没有在美国的。可是我们常搞混的是另外一组的片语，叫做 be used to something、
oh,
be used to something,
that's different.
对，而且通常指的是现在习惯如何如何。比如说你上国中，老师可能会问你，诶，你是不是习惯了学校生活啊？ Are you used to school life?、
嗯、
Are you used to school life? 你有没有习惯啦？那这个习惯跟以前怎样意思是完全不一样的。不过呢，为了要更深入的了解，我们还是要进入我们的英文快译通。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。今天我们要教大家两个很好用的句型，一个是 used to 加上原形动词，表示过去常常做什么；另一个则是 be used to 加上名词或者动词 ing， 表示现在习惯于做什么。两个用法长得很相似，但意思其实不一样哦。但究竟有什么不同呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先让我们来看看 used to 的用法，它的句型是主词加上 used to 再加上原形动词，表示过去常常做什么，曾经习惯做某件事。假设我们说 My dad used to swim a lot， My dad used to swim a lot， 表示我爸爸以前很爱游泳。同学们注意哦，这里的 used to 加上原形动词，就代表以前常常做某件事，但现在已经不再做的意思。因此呢，刚刚的例句 My dad used to swim a lot 就有着爸爸以前很爱游泳，但现在已经不再游泳的意思。那么请同学们猜猜看， My dad is used to swimming every week， My dad is used to swimming every week，这其中的 be used to 又是什么意思呢？注意哦，不同于刚刚的 used to 加上原形动词，这里的句型 be used to 后面接的是名词或者动词 ing， 因此意思截然不同。 be used to doing something 就是用来表示习惯于做某样事情，因此 my dad is used to swimming every week 就表示我爸爸每个礼拜都习惯游泳。让我用我朋友 John 多做几个例子给同学参考。 John 他以前很胖，同时也非常的爱吃，这时英文我们就可以说 John used to eat a lot， John used to eat a lot， 表示 John 以前的食量非常的大，他除了三餐吃的很多之外， He used to eat snacks every day， He used to eat snacks every day，表示他以前天天都要吃点心。以上都是他过去的习惯，然而他现在可是不一样了哦，他现在可是每天运动。 John is used to exercising every day after work， John is used to exercising every day after work， 表示 John 每天下班后都习惯去运动。这边的 be used to 加上动词 ing 就表示习惯做某样事情的意思，而 John 已经维持这样的生活习惯好几年了。 He is used to this lifestyle， He is used to this lifestyle， 表示 John 已经习惯于这样的生活习惯。这里的 be used to 加上名词就表示习惯某样东西的意思，所以 John 已经不再是以前爱吃的他，现在朋友找他去吃素食或者是大吃大喝，他可是都会回绝的哦。 He is not used to eating fast foodHe is not used to eating fast food， 就表示他已经没有吃素食的习惯了。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望大家都能对 used to 跟 be used to 的用法更了解哦。英文快译通，我们下次见。
All right, so he used to celebrate it in America, but it's a little more difficult now, but it seems that Johnny's family is still going to try...to have Thanksgiving here in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Johnny says, my family is ordering a turkey from America, and my mom will bake 3 pies.
What?
Wow. So
they ordered a turkey from America?
That's right. I'm not sure why, because you can buy turkey in Taiwan. You don't have to order. Yeah, and many other places.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe it's a special turkey.
Okay.
Maybe it's a turkey from their uncle's farm or something like that.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe it's like a giant super monster turkey. It's bigger than a house.
How are they going to eat the turkey?
Very slowly. Anyway, so they're going to order a turkey from America. When you order something, it's like you call someone else to get it for you. Like when you call for pizza, right? You say, yes, I would like a pizza. Please give me 2 large pizzas, and this is where I live. And they bring it. You order it on the phone or on the internet. So they're going to do that. They don't have to do much, but just pay for it. But his mom will bake 3 pies. Now, to bake is a way of cooking things. Usually when we cook things that are bread, like you bake bread, you bake cookies, you bake a cake, you bake a pie, you're using an oven. It's a big kind of box. It's very hot inside. You open the door, put it in, close it, leave it there for 20, 30, 40 minutes, something like that, and it cooks inside using very hot, dry air. That is to bake things. You can bake other things. You can bake a ham or a chicken. But often when we talk about baking, especially we talk about bread and pie and cookies and muffins or something.
对啊，其实在台湾我们常也会买个烤箱，有时候来烤面包啊，或者是烤鱼啊，或者是烤鸡啊。这个用烤箱来烤什么东西的英文叫做 bake, B-A-K-E。那么因为它的结尾是以一结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词只要加 D 就可以了。它的三态是 bake, baked, baked.
Nice and normal. Okay, the example sentence, I baked a chocolate cake for my mother's birthday. That's a nice thing to do.
But do you bake beef?
Do you bake beef? No, probably not. You might roast beef.
Roast.
Yeah, or you
can
grill beef.
Grill.
But you don't bake it.
因为牛肉啊都会放在炭火上烤，会有一个架子。如果不是在烤箱里密封的，可以用的另外一个烤的动词则是用 roast. Roast, 或者是 grill. Grill.所以要注意哦，如果是放到烤箱里面的烤，当然是 bake.
That's right. Usually, as I said, it's for things that are made from bread, from flour, something like that. Okay, so let's see. David says, I rolled my eyes. He says, I don't think turkey tastes that great anyway. So Johnny was talking about a great Thanksgiving dinner my family's going to have. And David, maybe he's a little bit jealous. Maybe he wants to try the food, but he's trying to act cool. He rolls his eyes. When you roll your eyes, you do that, like, I don't care, whatever. And he says, I don't think turkey tastes that great anyway, so I don't really like turkey anyway. But he does. He wants to try it.
Right. 诶，不过我们在这边看 roll one's eyes. Roll one's eyes, 字面上是滚动眼珠。可是你为什么要滚动眼珠呢？Why do we have to roll our eyes?
Well, you just want to show that you don't really care what the person's saying. It doesn't bother me, whatever.
Right, 所以可能有时候有点嫉妒啊，或有点不屑啊，那种我们就翻白眼，翻白眼这三个字跟 roll one's eyes 一点关系都没有。但是英文如果讲翻白眼的话就是 roll one's eyes.其实还蛮贴切的。Roll one's eyes.
That's right. Well, Johnny doesn't believe it. Johnny says...David, you're just jealous. You're just jealous.
Right.
He thinks David is jealous, and I think David is jealous, too.
Yeah,
if you're jealous, it means you're unhappy because someone else has something, and you really want that thing. You want to have that, too. So one of your friends has a cool new smartphone or computer game or pair of shoes, or they're going to go somewhere and do something really awesome and cool. They're going to go play basketball with Jeremy Lin in Houston. You're like, oh, I wish I could do that. Oh, you're jealous.
所以 jealous 其实就是很羡慕或者是很嫉妒，在英文当中会用 jealous,J-E-A-L-O-U-S, jealous, jealous, 形容词哦。
We're all jealous sometimes, right? Because we can't have everything that everyone else has, but it's not a very nice feeling to be jealous. It just makes you unhappy.
而且尤其是当得不到什么东西的时候，就会产生一种 sour grapes, 那种酸葡萄的心态。然后可能自己吃不到火鸡，反正火鸡也不好吃。
Yeah, our example sentence, I think, says it well. It says, we should be happy with ourselves and not feel jealous of others. Yeah, be happy with yourself. Because really, you're pretty lucky, right? I mean, I'm sure you could find people who have less than you, and they would be jealous of you. So, yeah, we should be pretty happy. Life is not so terrible. Mm-hmm. David says then, I gave him the cold shoulder and said to Eddie, come on, let's catch the bus home. He gave him the cold shoulder.
What does that mean?
Maybe he's not wearing his jacket and it's windy. No. To give someone the cold shoulder is to sort of ignore them so that they know that you are ignoring them. Okay, you've seen in the movie where kind of the not cool guy goes up to like the really pretty girl. Hi, can I take you out to a movie? And she's just like, oh my God, I have to get out of here. You know, she's like, no. She kind of turns away.
Oh.
Right? So the cold part is not really your shoulder is not cold.
Mm-hmm.
It means your feelings are cold. You're not being warm and friendly. You're being cold and unfriendly, and you're giving them the shoulder. So you're basically ignoring them so that they know you are ignoring them. You're not being polite.
所以其实就是一个 ignore, 就是忽略忽视的意思。当然在英文当中有很多这些 idioms, 像我们刚刚我们看到的这个什么翻白眼啊 roll one's eyes, 或者是 give someone the cold shoulder,就忽略忽视某人啊，因为你可能转身要离去了，所以感觉上好像是肩膀的部位，其实你是忽略或忽视的意思。
All right. Well, it also said there that David was going to catch the bus, right? He had said to Eddie, let's catch the bus. It doesn't mean the bus is flying through the air like you're going to catch a ball. It means the bus is going to go by and you want to be there to get on the bus. So we use this verb catch.When we're talking about some kind of vehicle, like a plane, a bus, a train, and it's not going to wait for us, right? We have to be there on time.
Right.
You wouldn't say, I'm going to catch my mom's car, because your mom will wait for you. But a bus, a train, a plane, it won't wait, so you can't be late. You have to be there on time to get on, to catch the bus or the plane or whatever.
对耶，所以通常是去搭飞机、搭火车，就是那个不等你的交通工具的时候，你会用这个字。所以我们常常会有说去赶公车、赶火车的意思，用 catch 这个动词。注意它的三态哦 ，catch、caught、caught。C-A-U-G-H-T-G-H 不发音 Catch, caught, caught.
All right, the example sentence, the students decided to catch the bus home. Okay, well, Johnny, he's not going to catch the bus home. He waves to David and Eddie and says, have fun riding the bus. My dad is picking me up in his new sports car.
Oh.
Ooh, his dad's got a sports car like a Ferrari or a Porsche, Lamborghini. That's so cool. And he waves when he says goodbye. That's to move your hand like this, and people do it when they're saying hello or goodbye. Mm-hmm. They're waving, and I think we're going to have to wave because we have to take a break now. So we'll see you soon. Wow, Johnny's a pretty lucky guy.Right, he's having turkey flown in from America.
Okay.
His mom's making three pies.
Okay.
His dad drives a sports car. He doesn't take the bus home. This is pretty lucky. But he doesn't seem very nice about it, right? He's always like, I'm this, and I'm so good, and I'm so special.
Yeah, he's always showing off.
Yeah, that's the problem. Nice. If you're too lucky, if you have too many good things, people don't want to hear about it so much.Right? They're happy for you, okay, but you don't have to tell us all the time. It's boring.
That's right.
Right. Anyway, so let's find out. Maybe his dad will crash the sports car. Oh, no, that would be terrible. That would be bad. Maybe his dad will scratch the sports car. That would be okay. No, that would be not so good. But hopefully Johnny and Eddie and David can all get along better tomorrow, because we'll be joining them tomorrow for the second part of our Thanksgiving story. We'll see you then.
You are a great supporter to me.
You are a great supporter to me.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天要继续教大家一句很好用的句子，可以用来表示你的谢意。You are a great supporter to me. You are a great supporter to me. 你是我最佳的靠山。假设今天你上台报告或者在学校表演话剧、演唱歌曲，你的好朋友到场参加支持你，在下面替你欢呼， 那么这时为了表示你的感激，你就可以跟他们说 You are a great supporter to me. You are a great supporter to me. 你是我最佳的靠山。 Supporter 就代表支持者、拥护者的意思，它的动词是 support， 代表支持、拥护。假设今天你在台上的表演不佳，感到心情沮丧，那么你朋友可能就会跟你说 I'll always support you. I'll always support you. 我会永远支持你。 Support 除了当动词之外，也可以当名词使用，同样也是支持、拥护的意思。假设你说 Thanks for your support. Thanks for your support 就代表谢谢你的支持。下次如果你好朋友帮你什么忙，别忘了可以跟他说 You are a great supporter to me. You are a great supporter to me. 你是我最佳的靠山。最后希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们看看今天的例句小聚会，我们下次见咯。
David's Daily Life Thanksgiving Time。
Today after school, my new classmate Johnny kept talking about Thanksgiving. Johnny thought he was so cool because he used to live in America. He said,
My family is ordering a turkey from America, and my mom will bake 3 pies.
I rolled my eyes. I don't think turkey tastes that great anyway.Johnny said,
You're just jealous.
I gave him the cold shoulder and said to Eddie, Come on, let's catch the bus home. Johnny waved,
Have fun riding the bus. My dad is picking me up in his new sports car.
Bake. Bake. Bake.Baked, baked. I baked a chocolate cake for my mother's birthday. I baked a chocolate cake for my mother's birthday. Jealous, jealous. We should be happy with ourselves and not feel jealous of others. We should be happy with ourselves.And not feel jealous of others. Catch, 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 caught, caught. The students decided to catch the bus home. The students decided to catch the bus home. Wave, 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 waved, waved.Helen waved at her friends so they could see her. Helen waved at her friends so they could see her.